You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is April 12th, 2021. All right, everyone, welcome back to the podcast and you're just in time for Shave Brush Appreciation Month. That's right. I decided, you know, to keep these appreciation months going for 2021. And, you know, we did straight razors, we did single edge razors, we did a bunch of razors so far. Now it's time to give shave brushes their time in the light. That's right. So Shave Brush Appreciation Month. We're going to do a few episodes on just shave brush stuff, types of brushes, types of knots, all that good stuff. And just really just like an open forum of discussion on them too. So, I mean, I really love shave brushes, as we all do, really. Different types. I'm really big on badger knots myself, but some of those synthetic knots are really, really coming along as well. So we'll talk a lot about shaving brushes during Shave Brush Appreciation Month. Blooming soaps, okay? I'm going to discuss this again. I think I bring this up about every year. But in all reality, I have never been really big into blooming soaps until recently, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you how I'm doing it and see if you guys have the same, if you're doing the same thing or have the same thoughts as well. The Simpsons Wee Scott, the smallest brush that I've seen, shaving brush that actually works. We're going to talk a little bit about that. That is a brush that's actually affordable. It's around $35, $40 USD, 28 euros. And, you know, you can get this brush. It was actually made just to as a tester brush, and it just became being sold at a great value price. And it actually really works well for the size that it is. Great travel brush as well. We'll talk a little bit about that. And I found an awesome site about shaving knots that I definitely want to share with you guys. Just talking a little bit about different types of badger knots this week and how you can actually identify them so you know you're paying the right price when buying a brush. And also Collector's Corner, can't forget about one of the most popular vintage shave brushes of all time, the Rubber Set 400. Really excited about this particular brush in general, because I actually have some more content on it coming up in the near future. So really, it's a lot of fun. These are great to collect, and we'll talk a little bit about that as well. All right, guys, so without further ado, let's get on with the show. All right, guys, so blooming soaps. Just want to talk a little bit about blooming soaps again. We've talked about this in the past. I've talked about this in the past. You know, I really do enjoy shaving soaps more than creams. I mean, some people have their preference and stuff like that. But I'd say the majority of us have used soap. If we don't use soap primarily, I have definitely used a soap. And blooming soaps has been something that I've never really done until recently, since COVID started, mainly because I've been just trying different things and just getting a little bit bored with life in general. So I've been messing around with shaving soaps. So if you're unaware of what blooming soaps are, I actually put a link in the show notes from the Sharpologist article. This is from a few years ago on benefits of blooming shaving soap. But what it is really, it's just pre-charging your soap with water. And that would be, like, example, you take your shave soap in the actual container, or you can just take a scoop of it out and put it in a bowl or scuttle. And you would just load it with hot water and let it sit for about 5-10 minutes, maybe less, 3 to 5 minutes, and kind of let it like soften up a little bit and charge. Now, what a lot of people do is what I do is I will put the hot water in before I go into the shower and then take a shower. And by the time I come out, it should be ready to go, right? So I've always been a face lather. I never, ever really bowl lathered or bloom soaps prior. I would just take some water, get my brush wet, and just do that, and just douche, and then lather my face and be done. But lately, I've been using my scuttle. I have a nice scuttle, unknown what the name is, and I've been just using, I've been blooming soaps, just trying different ways, and actually, I've been getting really good results, and I'm really happy with what's been happening. So what I've been doing is I've been taking hot water, pouring it into the soap container itself, letting it sit in. Actually, my scuttle is big enough, so I would fill my scuttle up and charge that with hot water, fill it up, both in the interior compartment and the exterior of a bowl as well. And then I would take the soap, put some hot water in that, and then put the soap actually in the submerged water, you know, just sitting there floating around in the scuttle. I'm just trying to mess around with it. And take a shower, come out, and then usually it's ready to go. And I would take it, dump my scuttle out, put more hot water in. And then I just take a little bit of that bloom water and just rub it on my face. And kind of like pre-charge my face, and then I load my brush, add a little water, and just get a really good bowl lather. Now, it does take a few extra minutes, but wow, I have been so impressed with some of these artisan soaps and some of these also these name brand soaps as well, like True Fit and Hill and a bunch of other ones too. I've been really performing very well. Even Art of Shaving Soap is really actually a very good soap. And just pre-charging it and just loading it up, and I've been getting a really good bowl lather. And being a head shaver, it's been working out for me very well. So I've been very impressed with Blooming Soaps. I wanted to know if you guys had the same, like what you've been doing as well, see if you changed it up. Because usually, like I said, I've been face lathering for years. And to be able to bloom a soap and have fun with it like this, it's really a big deal for me. You know, it's just it's a kind of a game changer. I've been getting a better lather on my face, really. And I've just been noticing the shave is a little bit better. The only thing I have noticed, though, and one thing that is a negative, is that the soaps have been going down a little bit in size. All right, so that means I'm using more soap than I usually would. And sometimes it softens it up a little bit and makes it kind of like a cream, which I'm okay with because it still works well. But you end up using a lot more. So what I would try it a little bit, and I'm going to try actually this week, is to take a scooper, take a spoon, and just take a little piece of it out and try it and throw it in after I bloom it, and then load it into the scuttle itself with a little piece and see if that helps out a little bit and see if I can not use as much soap. Now, granted, I've got a lot of soap. We all really do. So it's not that big of a deal. You know, if I run out, I'll have an excuse to buy more, right? So, yeah, that's my personal experience with it. I've been getting a really good cover, and it's great for face shaving. And I've been really just having more fun with it as well, just by blooming and just messing around with blooming. So I'm a guy that used to not bloom. I'm blooming soaps now. So let me know your thoughts, see if you've been in the same situation, because I'm finding it hard to go back to face lathering just right off the puck and not, you know, blooming it as well. So I also, it actually makes the whole shave then smell better. You know, it just opens up the scents. It opens up the soap. And especially if it's an older soap, a little bit dried out, or you haven't used it in a while, it really just brings it back to life, believe it or not. Just one thing I do recommend is just draining it out as well. Before, when you're done, just make sure you put it upside down, let it dry out, let all the water come out so it doesn't really, you know, hopefully you don't get any mold or anything like that. So yeah, I also, guys, again, I put the Sharpologist article on how three benefits from blooming shave soap. This is an older article, but it's still very, very relative for the actual process itself. So check it out, guys, when you get a chance. And let me know if you have any thoughts. You know, always feel free to email me regarding it. All right, guys, welcome back. Well, Simpsons Wee Scott. That's right, the Simpsons Wee Scott brush, okay? This brush was made by accident. It was like a tester brush Simpsons was doing with extra hair just to see if it would work and see if the knot would hold and all that good stuff. Now, I'm going to tell you, this little brush packs a big punch. And for the price, you really can't go wrong with it, but I will tell you a couple things. So the loft of the knot is 38 millimeters, very, very low. You know, it's a very deep, dense knot. The handle height, the whole thing is only about 68 millimeters actually high, right? The overall brush height is only about 68 millimeters. It's very tiny. The knot diameter is 13 millimeters, and it weighs about 19 grams. This is perfect little brush that fits right in your dot bag, no problem. You don't have to worry about anything. And the price point's around $35 to $40 USD, which is about, I think, 28 euros off from the site itself. What's so cool about this brush? Well, this brush is one of those first like little brushes that I've ever owned that I've actually been able to travel with, and I brought one with me, you know, several places. I've actually gave it away to a friend of mine because I noticed somebody was talking about wanting to get into wet shaving. You know, I said, you know, take this. It's a really great brush to start you off with. And my friend still uses it. So, I mean, it's really, I actually have to get a new one, but I haven't been traveling lately. And the Wee Scott, it's just a basic mixed badger, or I think a pure badger brush that just, this thing, that first off, it's a hand-tied brush. All right, all Simpson brushes are hand-tied. It's got the signature of the original, the founder of the company, actually on the handle itself, which is pretty unique, pretty cool. And I've beaten the hell out of this brush. I'll be honest with you. I've beaten it up. It's worked really well, retains water well, doesn't shed, anything like that, but it's just a really good little brush. Creates a huge lather, and it really doesn't take up any space, so it's a perfect, it's actually the perfect travel brush. So I really, you know, I never heard many people talk about this brush itself. So I really wanted to talk about it and give it the kudos it really needs, because it really is probably the best small brush you can get. And I've tried different ones out there, different travel brushes. But really, this is one of those things that was made by accident or made as a tester, and now is an actual. It's actually a staple on the Simpson site, and they sell a lot of them. It's one of their top selling brushes, believe it or not. I think it's in the top 10 or top 5 of what they sell. Last time I've talked to somebody from Simpson, and you know, always the quality's there. So guys, I'm really impressed with this little brush that packs this small brush, packs a huge punch. And it's just really fun to use. So if you guys are into shaving brushes, or if you're looking at trying a Simpsons brush without having to drop, you know, a lot of money, this is the way to do it. So check it out, guys. The Simpsons Wee Scott. It's available at most retailers and stuff. And it's actually a fun little brush to play around with and to test and to actually just use on a daily basis. It does work very well. So really, here comes the best part, and I found this great website regarding how to identify your badger knot. The site is shaveinfo.com, and they have a whole thing on how to look at badger knots and really to identify the different types of badger knots, which is usually one of the issues that people have when they are actually purchasing their brush. They don't know what kind of badger to use, what type, and this site shows you everything, right? So if you look in the pictures in the show notes, I have a picture of like what's a mixed badger knot looks like, pure badger, you know, best, and all the different types of quality. There's a few of them on there that aren't on there that you would see, but I'll just go over and really give you a little bit rundown of what, you know, most of the ones are. Like a mixed badger knot is really mixed from all over the parts of the animal, and it just kind of blends in. It is a consistent knot, a little scritchy, very, very dense. And also doesn't have those gel tips or anything like that. Great functional knot, works great, should be the least expensive. And it goes all the way up to the extra silver tip, which comes from the actual top of the neck of the badger, which is the softest hair, the purest hair that a lot of people like to use. Now, there's also different types you'll see of like manicuring badger, which is supposedly the highest grade you can get, which comes from a different badger that's over a certain area of China or a certain area of where it's from. And, you know, I've had a couple of those too, but I can tell you right now that a lot of the silver tip badgers brushes work very, very well. And you can really see that a lot of them are really, you have different grades of silver tip badger, but that's really where it boils down to. You see silver tip, that's most of the time, that's the highest grade you can get, right? You have the high mountain badger, which is another brand, another grade or made up grade of badger hair, which is all essentially it's a silver tip that's from a different area that's supposedly better. Now, I've tried a lot of these brushes. I can tell you that I really love silver tip badger brushes. I think they work well, but I've gotten great performance out of two bands, which is, if you look at it, it's one of the pictures there, which is kind of like a blend from the different part of the body. Black badger, which comes from the all the black hair, which is, I think, believe on the lower side of the body. And then you have like different types of this. Really, it's all essentially from the same animal, just different parts of where it comes from. It's softer, can retain water a little bit better. And usually they have those like little gel tip clip hooks on the brush that will hold the actual lather a little bit better. Now, all in all, is it worth it? Like if you look at this other picture I have in the show notes, you have the boar that, and they have them like splayed out where you're pressing them down, and they show you the actual, you know, badger silver tip, what it's going to look like when it's splayed out. It gives you a little bit of a different touch. Now, the silver tip really is just a silver color. You have the black line in the middle and the silver on the top. And that's really all it is. That's kind of like a two or three band type badger look over there, because it's got two different types of hair on it. But it's all about personal preference. I've seen people love black badger brushes and love mixed badger brushes over silver tip because it gives you a little scritch, a little bit more density. It depends on how the brush is packed. It depends on how the brush is set. You know, a lot of it depends on the loft or the height of the knot, which gives it the density. It depends on how much hair is on there. You know, it really does go by preference. And that's where you have to kind of like figure out what you like first and then go from there. Really, to be honest, I personally like a medium dense knot. I've had, you know, I have a custom knot from Shave Mac. It's extremely dense. It's a very, very expensive brush, but it was really, he did a great knot for me. He did it just for my liking. I wanted it really dense, and this brush doesn't even splay at all. I mean, this has a lot going on with it. And then I have my usual is I have a little rubber set 400 with a high mountain badger that I got off a good seller, a couple guys I know off eBay that do a couple sites. They have a site, they do an eBay site as well, and they get their knots sourced from China, but they do a great job too, and they're very affordable. Like, I think they're around $25 a knot. And then you have all the way up to the custom knots made by, like, you know, by Declaration Brush, which they do is like 150 a knot or 140 a knot. And those you really get, you get the whole experience. You order what you want, you tell them what you want, what hair you want, and then you tell them how you want it, you know, dense, not dense, you know, fan knot, you want a bulb knot, you want all that stuff too. So really, it's all about what your preference is when it comes to knots. And it's tough, I hate to say it, you know, as much as I hate to say this, it's really what you got to try them. You got to try a bunch of knots to try it to see what you like. I would recommend going to a reputable dealer when you do buy one before you start messing around with like knots and buying them off like eBay or something like that, until you know the seller or you know what you're looking for. And really to check out, you know, and if you have friends in the wet shaving world, borrow, you know, actually just trade, you know, to kind of like take one and lease one for a little while and try it, see if you really like it before moving on to the next knot, because it can get very expensive. Some of the silver tips can be in the $200 to $300 range, while a mixed badger or black badger brush can be around, you know, $100. And that's not even talking about how good the synthetic knots have been getting, and they're much less now. You can get one around $50 to $80. So really, it's just personal preference when it comes to badger. You know, a lot of the people are steering clear of badger because of the practices on how they collect the hair and how they collect the badgers. You know, I'm not too familiar with that process. I've seen a couple of videos. You know, it didn't look too good. So I'm not sure if they're humanely, you know, harvested, the hair is humanely harvested or not. But I can tell you the performance of the brushes are really good, especially when you get into higher grades. But I mean, again, you can get great performance from anything. It really is where your mileage may vary. So identifying it really is, the darker the hair, the more you would see like a mixed badger. And if you see that kind of like two or three colors, you're looking at a two or three band. On the picture on the show notes in the top, it says super silver tip badger. That looks more to me almost like a three band, because you got the one, two, and the three different types of hair of style in there. So that would be considered a three band. The one next to it would be a two band, because you can see the two different types of hair are actually, you know, you can almost consider that a three band as well. At least that's how I've been told and how to identify it. You know, there's a bunch of brush experts out there that probably know more than me, but just by messing around with them and having fun with them, that's how I've learned myself. All right, guys, and moving on to the next segment of the podcast, Collector's Corner, the Rubber Set 400. One of my favorite brushes out there, vintage brushes, and it's the most replicated design of any shave brush, I think, out there. One of those special designs. I mean, there are over dozens of different types of makers that are making a brush like this, and it's just really cool. Now, what's so cool about it? Well, it was around the 1930s to the 1950s this brush was made, and it's really not much known about it. I'm actually doing a research article on it myself, and I've learned a lot about the company itself, but still, I'm still trying to figure out more on the Rubber Set 400. What makes it really cool is that you can take the actual the knot of it off with a screw. It's got like a little screw top on it, and it comes right off. You can take the knot off, and you can actually, you know, if you wanted to, put another knot on it. Now, that's what's really cool. Some different vendors have been doing that, to where they've been making the ferrules, they call them, or the little blanks that you can put the knot in. So you can do like a synthetic knot, you can do a badger knot, you can do a boar knot. And that's the setup that I actually have for it. I have a badger, I have a boar, and I have a synthetic, and then I have I think something else on their horsehair brush too. I wanted to get like a whole variety for this brush, and I really like it. And the ferrules are cheap. You can get them at Phoenix Artisan Accoutrement, sells them for like, I think they're about $10, $15 each. So they're really affordable, and you can get that going. But that's what really is the big, I think, the attraction to this brush particularly. And it's just fun. Now, if you guys seen the Rubber Set 400, it always goes up for about $80 to $100 online. It's probably the most sought after collectible brush, one of the most sought after collectible brushes out there. But really, it's just the design. If you haven't used one, it's awesome. It's just designed to where the actual butt of the brush goes right on your palm. Your hands, your fingertips fit nicely in the actual handle, and just makes it really easy to lather. You actually properly lather with it, because that's really the way to hold the shave brush. You shouldn't hold it with your hand fingertips. You should hold it with your palm and put your fingertips touching the end of the knot, the beginning of the knot, just so you can get that nice lather. So it really helps you with that. It's a very comfortable brush to use, and it's also really cool. I left a picture of a new old stock one that I found on an old website that's no longer in existence. Unfortunately, the vintage shave brush website's gone. But I had this picture. This is exactly how it would come from if you would go to buy it. And they had a couple different types. You had the 400-3, which had a 3-inch knot on it. That's what I believe that's what it meant. It was a 3-inch knot long notch bore knot, and then the 4 was a 4-inch knot. And then you had the one that didn't have anything on it, the no number, which had a little bit of a shorter one, probably about 2.5 to almost 3 inches as well. All 24-inch diameter, all performed very well, and they're really fun to restore, very easy to restore. Being aluminum, you can polish them very easily and just have a really nice-looking brush. And they make some great replicas as well. There's some great homage brushes out there for this design that are based on it too. So if you can't find one vintage, you can definitely get one, replica of it. So yeah, guys, that's it. We salute the Rubber Set 400. With more information to come as soon as I'm done with that research article, you guys will see it. I promise you, it's been really cool. It's been really fun doing it. One of the hardest articles I've had to research for, because there's really nothing on it. The company's out of business. It's not there anymore. Went to Sherwin-Williams some years ago. It's been set over twice, sold twice before, and it's just difficult to find any information. But I think I got something good for you, so be on the lookout for that pretty soon. All right, guys, and that concludes the podcast for this week. Remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, and most of all, you guys, the listeners. Don't forget to check out my blog site at shavestraightandsafe.com, and always feel free to contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. All right, guys, our next show will be on the 26th, where we'll have some more shaving brush information. Until then, guys, have a great one. Have a great couple of weeks. And remember to shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.